This is a story of unintended consequences. When the legislature took up a bill standardizing police officer paperwork 3 years back,
they were not thinking about parking tickets.
Jesse Keel serves on the Juneau Assembly, and he is thinking a lot about parking tickets these days. That's because the bill requires police officers to personally serve citations, as in directly hand them to you. The idea is that you want officers to get the right guys when they issue tickets for things like speeding or underage drinking. But as of this month, the court system won't hear any case where an officer stuck a ticket under someone's windshield wiper. That's a problem for cities like Juneau that let the courts handle parking ticket appeals.
The concern that I think not just Juneau, but a whole lot of communities are going to have is that if a police officer or a parking officer, a meter reader, has to write a parking ticket, either they need to wait around for the vehicle owner to come back, or cities are going to have to scramble pretty fast here to change their laws and the way parking violations are treated.
For a city to keep leaving parking tickets on cars, they're going to have to switch to a system like the one that Anchorage has, where a person has to go before a municipal parking authority instead of a magistrate to contest their ticket. There isn't a way to get an exception to the personal service statute because a court order clarifying the matter went into effect a day after the legislature gaveled out. Lawmakers aren't scheduled to come back until January.
I think it's fair to say that a whole lot of cities have been caught by surprise. I had a conversation with someone at the court system today who said that a whole lot of cities weren't aware that this change was coming.
So if this bill passed 3 years ago, how did we get to this point now? One city attorney described it to me as one of those bureaucratic nightmare sort of things where stuff just falls through the cracks. Representative Mike Hawker, a Republican from Eagle River, carried the measure on behalf of the Department of Public Safety. He says his office wasn't all that involved in the drafting of the legislation and that it didn't spark any controversy. Nobody suggested that it would require cities to rewrite their parking ordinances.
You know, I don't recall any anticipated problem there. I mean, you know, bills like that get heard. We've got a lot of good people in the legislature that look at them, but it appears that there was an unintended consequence of the language that was inside that bill.
Hawker wonders why cities didn't register their concern over the law earlier. The court system had a long review period before making their rules official. Nancy Mead, who serves as a court system's general counsel, says that notice of the rules change was sent on three separate occasions to police chiefs and city officials, along with every lawyer in the state.
It depends on how closely they read the emails, and I just don't know, but apparently some missed it.
With no easy fixes, places like Seward, Valdez, and Sitka, just to name a few more cities, are in parking limbo until they change their laws to treat tickets as a civil fine, if they even want to do that. Kenai is worried they're going to have to raise their ticket fees if they have to dedicate city staff time to handling appeals, and they'll probably have to start towing more cars if they don't have a fix before the summer season. As far as Juneau goes, the city's in a short-term bind. They're already drafting an ordinance that would put the city in charge of parking citations. Until then, Keel says they're in a less than ideal situation, but he's not expecting mass chaos.
The Republic will not fall. People by and large will park and play nice and watch their 2 hours or whatever the rules are. Might some scofflaw take advantage? The possibility is always there, but I think that we'll deal with this as fast as we can, and I'm sure other cities will too.
It'll take a couple of assembly meetings before they can change their system. For now, Keel hopes that people listen to their better angels by feeding their meters, leaving handicapped spots open, and keeping the fire lane clear. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.